time you want a girl, let me know. I won't ask why, just let it flow.
So usually it's me that be wanting to listen to the R&B and shit. So what's going on with your life today, brother?
That's his playlist from yesterday. Forgot he was on the wrong playlist.
That was your section down.
Eric, why you put my business in the street, bro? Why you doing that?
You just put it in the street by what you played. I don't know.
Tell me what you want. Y'all used to do the hop?
I did. I ain't gonna
hold the hop was the shit.
I did. Why can't just enjoy some the smooth sounds of Drew Hill?
I don't
every
know.
Every once in a while.
Because we used to use
you right, you right, you right, you right.
We thought you was listening to the Woo every day. I don't know. I was confused. I was sad.
I'm saying that you can't be shooting up bang bang every day, son.
I ain't know, man.
Can I leave my gangsterisms alone for a minute or two? Jeez.
I thought you probably had sex to Wu-Tang and shit.
What?
This is shooting the motherfucking shit.
You see Eric's face, right?
your man had Wu-Tang on his sex playlist and shit. Abomitomically.
Socrates philosophies and hypotheses. Right. Can't explain how girls be dropping these panties.
Here you go.
Sorry.
What's going on, child, yo?
I don't know why I'm like this. I'm in a good mood. That's why I'm like this. I'm in a good-ass mood today.
Word.
I'm happy to be back with my brothers today. Eric, we about to get a live show in tomorrow. I'm glad
yes,
you're back in New York. I'm just in a good mood, man. I can't complain, man. I'm blessed and highly favored.
All right, now. Sanchez?
I'm doing good, man. I can't complain. As Ann said, you know, we healthy. We're going to be all together in the same room tomorrow. Word. We getting money. We living life. You know, it's a good thing out here, man.
Y'all getting the large fries. Y'all getting money.
getting money out here, baby.
My weekend was cool, but I lost my phone, and Apple hit me back and said that they'll let me know something in 3 days and shit.
That's how they worded it. We'll let you know something in 3 days and shit.
So busted, right? My man had a cookout. Shit was live. It was probably the littest I had since I've been in the pandemic. After the pandemic. But it wasn't too crazy because I told myself I'm going to leave with everything that I come with. I had a few moments where I actually fell asleep and I hopped up. And I said, damn, I went the wrong way on the train. Going home.
That ain't the first time that happened to you.
Nah, that is. What you mean?
You never went the wrong way on the train? You never fell asleep and missed the stop?
No.
Oh, then I don't know. You just dropped the ball this weekend.
Yeah, man. It was a bad one.
That's the first time that ever happened to you?
Yeah, that's never happened to me. But it happened to me in the worst way, though, is what I'm saying. Like, I was in New Jersey, and I was in one of those towns where the shit shut down at a certain time.
Oh, no.
So I was just outside with everybody, and I was like, I'm low-key glad it was one of those towns, because let's say I was somewhere where we got crazy at nighttime.
Yeah. You was in a gentrified area?
Bro, I was trying to hail a cab. They just riding past me, looking at me like I was fucking crazy.
You was thinking that they was going to stop for your black ass.
Yo. But I actually know people that live in the town, so I lost my phone. Yeah. Yeah. But it was a process nonetheless. But it's cool because I feel like I got a whole disconnect going. I was talking to Renzo before. I was like, yo, we was latchkey kids growing up. We was kids. We knew what it's like to like not have a cell phone.
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
Like, remember that shit where you had to go in the house and call your mother?
I don't even think I had a. Did I have a cell phone in high school? I know I had a beeper in high school. I don't know if I had a cell phone.
My mother, they's like, if you had a beeper, you were selling drugs. But go ahead.
That's why my mom ain't let me have one.
You selling drugs?
Y'all know what my mama was into. So.
Yeah. Nah, but that ass. Yeah, my mom ain't let me have none of that shit. I ain't had my first cell phone until I had a job, and I ain't had my first job until I was 18.
If y'all don't know what my mama was into, y'all go back and listen to the Mother's Day episode.
To the Mother's Day, she gave us a complete breakdown of her resume for the Mother's Day episode.
Yeah.
Yo, we got some real ass parents, man. Our parents is funny, man.
Well, oh, shout out to Chico, man. Girl. Appreciate you coming through, man.
Yo, he funny.
Chico, man. On the Father's Day. That was a good one, man. Man, your pops. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't heard it yet, but when your pop started giving his critique of Kevin Durant, man, you should have saw Anthony's face. And could believe, like, oh, shit, he going there with it?
Yo, he don't care.
Your pops was wrong.
He don't care, bro. He don't care. He was like, yeah, because when them dudes used to get the buckets away, I'm like, bro, why you can't tell people that story, bro? You know them generations is different. Like,
he do what he want.
That motherfucker's crazy.
You don't tell, man, that grown man what he can say and do.
Right? Right? So how was our weekends, fellas? Like, what you guys get into? Y'all was just chilling, shooting?
It was Father's Day, so I was out with the fam.
Indeed.
And everything was good, though, man. We had a good time. We went out to dinner, you know, watched the game, hung out. So it was a good time with the family. I always enjoy, you know, being around my loved ones like that. And everything was good, man. You know, low key. I've been saving, you know what I'm saying, for this upcoming weekend, because I knew I was going to be back in the city.
Okay.
So, okay. You know what I'm saying? I try not to drink as much. I knew. I was like, when I get in the city, I'm probably going to act up. So let me not drink now. Let me just kick back, chill.
Yeah, we already did a bottle check for Eric from when he come down. You know, we got it on deck for you, bro.
It be champagne.
Did an inventory check
already, bro? I'm like, hold on. I got tequila. I got three right here. I got three bottles. No, four bottles we left in the cooler. I got a bottle of champagne in the fridge.
Gotta get another champ.
Yeah, we gonna get some more champagne for sure. But yeah, we ready for you. Room. When the family get together, we know how we supposed to do.
Y'all already know, man. I know it's getting crazy up there because the weather's been nice. Y'all about to officially open back up in a couple days.
Nah, they open now.
Yeah, they open.
They open already.
I guess technically they said we wasn't supposed to be till July 1st.
Nah.
But they open. Motherfuckers open.
Nah, they said we was open, bro. They had some shit going out. They said that we was open. Like, New York open.
And y'all know as good as I know that there ain't nothing in this world like a New York City summer.
Yeah, man. Shit's just different.
So you know it's about to get crazy.
So them dudes from the Capitol, they got off. They going to be outside for the summer.
Oh, yeah, because they starting to let them out of jail.
Yeah,
with probation.
That's the thing.
Can we say that they got the first person from the Capitol, the terroristic attacks on our Capitol, the first person has been sentenced. Not to nothing crazy though. It ain't gonna be a no real bid. It's gonna be a bid, but it ain't a real bid. But you know, they got a little bit of probation. They got paid a little $500 fine. You know, that's more than I expected. You know, because they got the complexion for the protection, so I wasn't expecting nobody to get no years behind this thing.
Nah, they local politicians gonna pay that though.
Of course, they gonna have a GoFundMe like they did for what's your man Rosenhaus? What's his name?
The dude that wanted that food.
The white kid that shot up
the terrorist.
Yeah, the terrorist.
Yeah, that thug.
Yeah,
that thug.
That Ricky Schroeder bailed out in Kenosha.
Yeah, exactly.
Kenosha shooter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know how that go. Like, I don't expect none of these people to get no serious time. Once they was getting special meal plans and all of this. Come on, you know what it is, man. You know ain't nobody gonna do no time behind this because it wasn't no black or brown people involved. So
what the crazy thing is, remember they trying to bring up charges on I'm not sure if he black or brown, but he a darker complexion. The rapper who was out there taking pictures.
Oh yeah. But that's
they trying to bring up charges on him for taking pictures out there and being a part of the mob.
That's his fault because that's when stunting for the gram goes wrong.
Yeah.
That's your fault. If there's too many white people out there doing some fuck shit, you're not supposed to be out there. When white people doing fuck shit, you don't be around if you're not white.
That's the rule. So bust it, right?
That is the rule. Is that not the rule?
So the same way they look at us and they say it's too many of us around, if we see too many of them around, it's time to go.
Yeah. And her name is Ann Morgan. Ann Morgan Lloyd. She pled guilty and was sentenced to 3 years of probation, 120 hours of community service, and she's ordered to pay $500 in restitution.
Is that your Long Island voice?
It is. I try to get my white voice on for the people.
Can you say restitution again? Can you say restitution again?
Restitution.
That's what you say when you giving them restitution?
Yo, this is such a fucking joke, bro. This is really...
Pause. You didn't hear Sean slide that... Pause. You didn't hear what he said in the background?
You gotta chill, Sean.
Listen, man. Yeah.
Eric, you keep forgetting to do the fucking over-under before we start the show, bro.
All right, we're gonna... This is how it's gonna work from now on. I'm before the episode, and I'm gonna tell you what the number is, okay. And then you and I are gonna determine the over, like we take it over or under. All right. And in the moment Sean does it on the show, we gonna announce what the number was. All
right, bet.
So,
all right.
So he played Wu-Tang while he gave out restitution dick. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway. Listen, man. I'm done with the rioters. You spoke about the weekend. Our first ever Juneteenth.
Official Juneteenth.
Yeah. President Biden made it a national holiday.
Yeah.
That means in for you people in Arizona, same thing like Dr. Martin Luther King Day, you get to stay home.
Yeah,
because you know, in certain states they don't be trying to celebrate every holiday. So I just want to let y'all know y'all can stay home on that day too. That's for everybody in the country.
Let you do okay? it, okay?
You know, so but shout out to Biden for that. But I gotta put somebody on blast, man. I'm sorry. You know, I seen a person just put up a post that I just thought was so fucking ignorant in regards to Juneteenth, and this is a person that has the complexion for the protection. So you know they felt that the need to tell us how we should be celebrating Juneteenth, and their idea of what we should be doing to enjoy the holiday is that we need to educate our brethren and our sisters about the white man that took 2 years to travel down to Texas to let those slaves know that they're free now. So that's how they want us to celebrate Juneteenth.
So basically, you talking about a white?
Who is this?
the former stat man.
That's what
you know. He's been a fucking clown.
Yeah. The former stand. Yes. And I was just so disgusted by that post. You know
I'm surprised you still follow him, man. I got rid of him, bro.
And you know what,
it's, my energy,
it's,
bro.
It was a show page that is still linked to the account. So that's what it was. So it just popped up in the story.
I think you better leave.
Yeah, but you know, but just the ignorance of that, you know. So I just want to say, man, listen, man, stop to our white counterparts. Okay, slavery was probably one of the worst part of our history,
American history.
Yeah, and we don't. So let's not turn Juneteenth into something else. You know, I don't know if it's to erase your guilty conscience about something that you or your ancestors may have partaken in, or what?
Well, a huge part of it is, you know, I'm not going to blame every white person for what their ancestors did, but a lot of them are subject to benefit from their actual race. In a lot of situations, they necessarily won't say anything or address anything or do anything because that messes up their everyday functionalities. Now, the person in question, I can't say that it throws me off because this person would act funny around us in the time that we knew him, you know? And it's crazy because if we were going back to, like, let's say early New York, his family would be immigrants. His family would be those people that the European whites, the other European whites would shit on, you know?
Yeah.
But when it came time to, like, let's say, oh, let's band against blacks and Latinos or whatever, now we're together. So, you know, your own white people shitted on you, but then, you know, you're delusional. But the thing about that, he gonna be who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he was who he was before.
Absolutely.
Gave him the benefit of the doubt, I think, because you guys have a mutual friend. You know, and that was that. But that guy was who the fuck he was, man.
Yeah.
Like, he was moving funny. He was moving funny way before, you know, way before this even happened or whatever. So it's just, you know, once everybody kind of fell back, his true colors just kind of came out even more. And it is what it is. So, listen, man, whatever gets you to where you need to be at, go there.
Nah, I just
been a fucking clown. Simple as that.
It was definitely a sickness.
he been a fucking clown.
No, you're absolutely right. And that was some clown shit to say. And it's like, the thing that makes it worse is that you don't even realize how insulting it is for you to tell people that the way they should enjoy the holiday is to praise a white man.
Yeah.
Who
white superiority?
Who? I'm not gonna say he definitely did, but there's a good chance that he had some slaves of his own.
Yeah.
And the reason I feel confident enough to say that is because Lincoln, who actually freed the slaves, had slaves of his own.
Yeah.
So I feel comfortable in saying that he probably had slaves of his own as well, or benefited in some way, shape, or form from slavery. So you want us to pay homage to a man who probably had slaves himself, but then took 2 years
because he's a white savior
to get to Texas to let them people know you. That's what we should be praising.
So to address what you're actually talking about, the 2 years was the actual Emancipation Proclamation. Now the Emancipation Proclamation basically made it legal for African Americans, the Negroes or whatever they called us back then, to be able to fight in the war.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really all it was, because
you was getting your ass kicked, and you know the brothers was going to hold it down.
Right? Now when we talk about slavery, slavery wasn't just, oh, it was a bad thing to do. Slavery was free fucking labor that people were getting from a whole other, you know, a whole other race of people. You know, y'all know what happened as a result of that or whatever. So, you know, just even growing up and realizing, like, yo, this shit, it's a business. All this shit is business, bro. All this shit is business.
Exactly. So it ain't like, you know, you freed the slaves because you thought it was wrong, because clearly you owned slaves. And I'm talking about President
Lincoln. No, they freed them because they was making more money.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about President Lincoln, because it's not like you freed the slaves because you felt it was wrong, because you owned slaves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You didn't just have all of a sudden have this big change of conscience and whatnot. No. You realize that you needed some extra manpower. So you said, you know what? We sign these papers here, get this Emancipation Proclamation going on, get these dudes to fight on our side, because obviously, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to want to fight to stay in slavery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So let's do that, and then yeah, we can move on. But, you know, for somebody to tell us that we should be praising cats that took 2 years to come tell the rest of the slaves
that he on the Soulja Boy list. He on the Soulja Boy list.
Oh yeah, he's definitely on the Soulja Boy list for that. And I want to put IKEA on the Soulja Boy list too, because there's no reason you should be out here giving out chicken and watermelon to your workers.
Just fucking wrong.
As good as fried chicken and watermelon is.
Eric, you wanted the thigh. Eric, you wanted the side breast.
Listen, you know I can't turn down a side breast.
Eric, you wanted the side breast. And what you wanted? Yeah. Some wings.
I wanted the wings. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, but you can't be serving. You cannot. You can't have the banner hanging in the break room. The Kente Claw banner.
Oh shit.
And then a big platter of fried chicken and watermelon.
Now, my thing is that all they had was the chicken and the watermelon? Because black folk generally don't just eat chicken and watermelon. You got to throw some mac and cheese in there, some cornbread, some collard greens. You know, some things you got to add with it.
Anthony, they eat other things.
They got some collards.
No. You know what it reminded me? Remember, it reminded me of the Chappelle episode. Where he's like, look at him on that fried chicken. Look. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Look at him, y'all
can't be
there.
Fucking serious if that's all y'all had at the Juneteenth celebration.
Bro, I was telling y'all earlier, I've actually never eaten fried chicken and watermelon at the same time.
Bro, that shit is.
So I don't even understand that. Damn, yo,
that's what you think of us.
This is gonna go over well.
What is that?
This is gonna go over well.
He had watermelon and grilled chicken. I've never. Listen, man, fuck IKEA and that cheap ass furniture.
Yo,
the cheap ass tables we had to buy like 8 of in the dorms and shit.
People used to be fucking on them beds and breaking them shits. Having porno sex. Should be shaking and shit.
IKEA had the cheapest fucking
them holding the wall and shit while you fucking.
Was cheap as a motherfucker from IKEA, man. Them little piece of shit plastic tables.
Yo, them shits got the job done.
Now they did. They did. I ain't gonna hold you, but them shits were cheap as motherfucker though.
Hey yo,
and I'm sorry. I had to put you. I had to say that IKEA. You know. Don't do that no more. Don't do that. At least if you're gonna do that, you gotta take a poll first from your workers to see if they comfortable with having a spread of chicken and watermelon, you know, for Juneteenth. You didn't even ask nobody that.
Maybe they had some vegans in there. They could have looked out.
I just wanna know what the reaction was from certain workers. Cause you know there was some hood cats in there, like, nah, get the fuck out of here. There was some cats that was ready to flip some shit over in there.
Yo, like, it was an old head, like, I know this motherfucker would.
So the manager definitely got a piece of chicken thrown at him.
Oh man,
that's how shit go. Don't be disrespectful, man. Don't come out like
damn,
that.
Damn, what did they have Kool-Aid too?
Right, that would have just been a fucking icing on the cake right there. If he was like, we got the red one,
or the grape.
We got red.
The grape. We got the grape.
We got extra sugar, guys, just like guys, you like.
Mm-hmm. Guys, settle down.
And we poured the sugar straight from the bag. We didn't even measure it. We not used to.
We got the Dixie cups. Yo, we
still. Oh,
y'all used to make good Kool-Aid. Who made good Kool-Aid in your house?
And I did. I made the best Kool-Aid. I ain't gonna hold you. I didn't make the best Kool-Aid. But so that's not because of anything. I just made good Kool-Aid, okay? That's not a black thing.
Okay.
I just made good Kool-Aid, damn it.
Did you make it? Did you make it like the little brother in the scene on House Party?
I did not. That's too much sugar. You gotta know your limits, man.
Nah, that shit was diabetes. They was about to get sugar right there.
If you ate that motherfucking shit, that little boy made.
You gotta chase that with some water.
That's a fact, bro. Because he poured like half the bag in there. Dog, and that was a 5-pound bag.
And did he stir it up? Because you know you got to stir it up. If you don't stir it up, you just let it sit.
You can't stir that up. That's straight syrup. That's the original lean right there. Whatever he made in that picture.
Yeah. That shit had so much texture to it. That shit was syrupy to the bottom.
Like, you put the fucking spoon in there, you gotta fucking rake that shit around.
Yo, but y'all remember when we first started getting them powder drinks and them shit? Like, you got some tea, you know what I'm saying? Or some Tang or some shit like that. You started getting them powder drinks. You thought you was popping. Now you got some different juices in the house. Your parents ain't gotta buy no juice.
Right. Word. That's when you came up, when you got the pre-made juice.
Oh. Yeah.
If you had the juice in the container, you didn't have to mix it? Oh,
yeah.
Your family was getting money.
Oh, y'all had company coming over?
And as soon as company leave, go make that pitcher.
Yeah. They going to drink that shit because they going to have all the alcohol the same way we do the shit now.
Hell yeah.
Don't drink that over there. That's for me.
What? Yo, that's a fact, bro.
What was going on in childhood?
Especially,
man,
if my mother had a Pepsi, you better not.
That was her shit?
Yeah, you couldn't.
Your mother was the Pepsis?
Yeah, don't touch her fucking Pepsi, man.
What your mother used to fuck with?
You Pepsi. Sound traumatized the way you said that.
Because I almost took an ass whooping once, and I'm not afraid to say that.
And almost lost two fingers on his left hand. Don't touch the Pepsi. Don't touch the Pepsi.
On his left hand?
Shit get real, bro. Yeah, I lived a crazy childhood, yeah. Fellas. Y'all had a little sample of it, but it was a lot going on during them years.
Yo, so that was the funny thing. I was saying that I was like, when you listen to your parents talk, it's like, yeah, y'all don't know these the reform version of these people.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I tell my oldest daughter that all the time. Like, you know, the grandmother, you know, that ain't the mother I grew up with. That ain't the same person.
Not at all.
Listen, so this is what I'm saying. So you tell them, because you firsthand.
Hell yeah, sir. Shit, even my sisters ain't get the same mother that I got growing up.
It's different. You know what I'm saying? Is this anything my daughter asked for my mom? Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's buy it. Me, I'm like, man, I remember how many times I almost got slapped in the mouth for asking for something.
See?
That's it, bro. That was a quick, you know, you can get smacked in the mouth real fast or the back of the head, and they just come out of nowhere too. You don't even be expecting it. You say something halfway, bop, just caught you that fast, bro. And it's over.
Oh yeah,
now you got to pick your face up and get out, go somewhere.
I've had plenty of busted lips in my youth, so I know.
Did you ever get
back that knuckle?
Did you ever get the mental terrorism from your parents? And the mental terrorism is after they beat your ass, they tell you, now come here and give me a hug?
Yeah. You crying, apologize to them. Yeah.
Why you make me do this to you?
Yo.
Yeah.
Like, you think I want to hug you after you just beat my ass? Hell no.
Nah, you heard what Chico used to say. I used to just look at you. Bro.
Bro, like, exactly. You going to get beat again.
Yeah. Nah, bro. Nah, I wasn't doing it. I was fucking stubborn and shit as a kid, bro. Oh, shit. My father told you, deadass. Like, as a kid growing up, the reason I was talking about this shit earlier, like, when you got white friends and your white friends do crazy shit.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I didn't do the shit that my white friends would do, but I would, like, say, like, yo, that's not right. And, like, that still don't go over well in, like, black and Spanish households. Yeah. Like, they don't do that shit. But, like, yeah. Like,
yeah, I knew that early because my mom was notorious for making threats. So I knew, like, this shit could go left real quick. You know what I'm saying? And it was never, like, you're gonna get in trouble. He's like, you want me to fuck you up? Like, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want that.
Why couples be talking to each other like that?
Yeah, you better calm down.
You see, yo, they made me fuck you up.
Right.
Why we talk to each other like that?
I love when they put it back on you when they say, you gonna make me bust your ass. Yeah. Like, what did I do? What?
Because I want you to knock the shit out of me, right? Yeah.
I didn't know I was doing anything that was edging you in that direction. I didn't know that I was forcing you that way.
You ever get the threat for somebody else's bad behavior?
Oh, yeah.
I wish you would. I wish you would do some shit like that. I would whoop your fucking ass.
Yeah.
I used to get those all the time.
Yeah. My aunt, God rest her soul, my aunt was the one who had to pass the bus anybody ass in the house. So I didn't see her fuck up one of my other cousins, and she went down the line. She was like, and if he keep acting up, you next.
She must have been the goat.
I'm getting next for him.
She had to be the goat.
That's the worst, bro. When you got to get a beating for somebody else, I had one of them, bro. I had a beating for somebody else.
Yo, y'all can ask my cousin next time y'all see him. We had to fuck up my other cousin one time to save ourselves from an ass whip. He's like, we just gonna fuck him up because if we don't fuck you up, she gonna fuck us up.
Exactly, and we not about to get beat.
Nah, yeah. I ain't trying to get that beat. I'm gonna just fuck you up real quick.
Bro, I had to take an ass whipping after vacation Bible school.
One day. You got a vacation Bible school ass whipping?
Hold on. No. We're not gonna do that. Trip. You telling me the life your mom was living, she was sending you to Boy Scouts and Bible school?
Yes. Bro, you gotta have the best of both worlds, baby.
You gotta have that certain balance of life.
So, exactly.
So she know you a naughty boy.
Yo, it worked though, cause you know I maneuvered it and I worked my way out of it. But back then it was a different time, bro. My little cousin, he kept fucking with one of the girls at vacation Bible school. Now, you know me. Now, this is me and Jonathan, actually. So, me and Jonathan both got the ass whooping for this shit. So we, you know, we laughing because we think that this shit's funny. But now the little girl, now she crying. And, she, you know, so now my mother pissed up because the one thing you can't do in our households is embarrass your parents in public. You embarrass your parents in public?
Rule number one. Yep.
Am I lying?
Yeah. Nope.
You cannot embarrass your parents in public if you come from where we're from.
You better not embarrass me out here.
Boy, we got home and they beat the shit out of me and Jonathan that day. And my cousin, who actually was doing this shit, he got to go the fuck home. He didn't even get a beating. And we like, yo, we didn't even do nothing. We laughed. That was it.
Because his parents said, you better not touch my child.
Oh, my God. No. My mom had the authority to whoop his ass, too. But he went home. She wasn't going to whoop his ass at vacation Bible school.
That was terrorism.
It was.
You know why? Because they fucked him up for you.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
They fucked us up for him.
Yo, what type of mind games was y'all playing with us as kids, man?
Yeah, that's what they was doing.
Bro, that's why now, like, we look back, right? And, you know, I don't make lightly a mental health or none of that, you know, because we know it's serious. But, bro, the things we had to experience as kids was completely different than these kids, bro. Like,
what? Hell yeah.
Son, like what Andrew said, what I was saying, bro, your immediate family, everybody had the green light on. Everybody.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't my mom, I knew one of my aunts could just pop off and knock me out. My grandmother could just knock me out if she wanted to. When I started staying with my uncle, it was like mental abuse because my uncle wanted me with a slick mouth. So he always had some shit to say. He always put you back in your place if you thought you was acting a little too grown and shit. So it's like, yo, everywhere I go, one of y'all fucking with me, yo. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
That's just how it was. It's a different life. And then did your mom master the art of knocking the shit out you in public, but where nobody could see it, and it's just one of those quick pat, and oh, you get toned, you get tuned up.
My mom had one of them quick Floyd Mayweather jabs.
Yo, son, and nobody see it. Nah. You sit up there like this.
Your face hurt. Your face hurt. Yes. I can't feel my face, Lil Wayne.
Yes.
You be, and then you try not to cry, but your lip, you feel your lip starting to throb. It's already. Like, and yo, shit. She called me good. She called me real good on that one. But yeah, bro. And like you said, I remember, you know, going to my mom's job, going to my aunt's job. They would tell you on the way, don't make me fuck you up in here. You know, you don't want anything.
No.
Don't ask for anything. You better sit down. You know how hard that is? As a kid, you'd be happy to go to your parents' job, and you realize, I got to sit here the whole 8 hours. I can't go nowhere. You going to make me sit here like I work here?
Yeah.
And you better not ask for shit.
Yo.
Don't ask for nothing.
It be like that, bro. Like, and you right, bro. That I don't, man, this generation of kids couldn't have made it through that shit, boy. Cause I remember my mom, she when we be in church, and you know how you be dozing off.
They hit you.
She wouldn't even hit me, Chuck, cause you know, cause it'd be too many people. Our church was usually packed.
Yeah.
But she had a pinch move that she would do.
I hate it.
She would pinch the shit out of you, bro.
Do not fucking pinch me.
And you can't say nothing. You gotta just suck that shit up. And you can't say nothing.
Don't pinch me.
Don't fall asleep in church, nigga, because she was going to pinch you.
Nigga, I'm a nod. I'm sorry.
It don't matter. She don't give a fuck. If you will, you will not embarrass my mother in public.
I was up watching Video Music Box last night and shit.
Hey, bro, you will not embarrass my mother in public. Listen, you're going to pay for that shit.
We ain't the only kids sleeping. This kid is, and I used to be mad at the little
she
kids.
She don't
like
care about them kids. They didn't come with her.
You right. I'm tired, though. But I'm only saying that because I used to get, that used to happen to me. I was like, yo, bruh, like, bruh, what we doing?
No, but I think the worst was, see, one thing, like, see, my mom, she wouldn't even care about, like, whipping my ass. But, like, if we had friends over or something like that, we had company, she'd turn into a whole other person. And I'd be like, who the fuck?
Not my mom.
Oh, she'd beat your ass in front of your friends?
My mom was ruder when the company was there because she really didn't want to fuck with them.
That's the Gemini. That's the Gemini. That's the Gemini right there. They don't give a fuck. They're going to let you know how they feel.
Yep.
Yeah, my mom,
it starts with my grandmother, because my grandmother was the type. Remember, we grew up in an era where you wanted to be outside all day.
Yeah.
So my grandmother, first and foremost, like when we would leave the house, my grandmother would like, take everything that you want outside now.
Don't go back, about to back keep and forth.
Ain't no back and forth in the house. You know what I'm saying? This door ain't no turnstile. You're not just going to be coming back and forth.
Letting out the air.
Been there.
In the summertime, we be outside with gloves, bats, footballs, basketballs, skateboards.
Sit in the corner. Don't lose. Sit in the corner by the house.
Don't lose something, because then you never take nothing outside again. So don't lose anything that you took out there. But then on the other side of that, if you be like especially around the time when Sega and all that was really popping, you be like, oh, can such and such come over? No, they got their own house. What they need to come here for? So it was always like that. And even later on, when I got friends that I was like close with, and be like, Ma, can such come over? Just that one person, right? Yeah, just the one person.
Oh, man, I heard that so many times, bro. All
right. And then it used to be like, they ate before they came, or I got to cook something too. Like, damn, but I mean, and like to Sean's point, you'd be wanting to treat it like a sitcom. Like, Ma, can we order pizza? Fuck no. You're not ordering no pizza. Because you already ate something.
Yep. Yep. Yo, you laughing. Yo, Eric and I got that same dynamic. Yeah. We the Taurus with fucking Gemini mothers, yo. Like, they don't give a fuck, bro. Like, my mother would fake. She would flip and just try to be nice sometimes, but then she would say some slick shit, and I'd be like, dog, like, come on, man. Like, you can't do this shit all the time. Like, if you said something that she didn't like in this drop of a dime, she gonna switch, and you gonna be like, who the fuck is this person?
Yeah.
Shit is crazy, bro. Yo, I got a question for y'all, right? So Tupac's birthday just passed. And it's, to me, it's kind of weird at this point. I don't know. I'm just kind of asking you guys how you feel. But do you think Jada Pinkett be dragging it with always just want to talk about Tupac all the time?
Well, first of all, If I'm with you now, ain't gonna be all this gonna talk about your ex nigga.
Cause she do it a lot, bro,
all the time.
It's very odd. It's very odd.
It is, cause then that made me feel like, okay, so Pac thugged you out, And then now you just getting that regular dick from Will Smith.
She getting jiggy with it.
you getting jiggy with it, dick. You want the all eyes on me, dick.
I mean, it just it's odd. It always been odd because it's like, yo, that relationship with Pac was so long ago. You don't need to be verbalizing your love for him all the time. Word. But then when we find out about the entanglement, now it makes you think like, oh yeah, I had to be fucking.
That's what I'm saying.
If you still dragging out his memory at this point, come Word. On.
You only do that for somebody that beat it up, right?
Like she, because you know it's some joints that's like that. If you bust it down at any point in your life, you can go back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, luckily for Will Smith, you know what I'm saying, Pac ain't here no more, so he don't got to worry about
you
that.
Think she ever told him, like, if I die, I'm going to fuck him right now? Like, yeah. It's in that argument.
I don't think she said that, but I do think she might have said, nigga, you ain't never beat it like Tupac did. You know what I'm saying?
Who is KC, baby? Yo, he tossed it up, my nigga. Shit. He may toss it up.
Pac was tossing it up.
So toss it up, bro. You got to argue with the nigga that made toss it up.
What are you going to say? Nigga, you got summertime, you got toss it up. Come on, son. It's a difference. She wanted a nigga to fuck her with a Timberlands on.
She was talking like Damien was talking about Tupac in the ooh.
Because remember Piccolo.
Yeah.
On a different world. Remember when he came on the show? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you can tell. Look at how Jada used to dress.
Yeah.
Back in the day, she want a thug. She missing that thug life. So.
Yeah. Do you put that? Yeah. She keeping his spirit alive for too long at this point, bro.
Yeah. Do you put that? If you put thug in your profile when you getting older women, like, I with my Timberlands when I bust it down.
I've done that before. I'm talking about the Timberland part, not like putting it in the notes or nothing like that.
Your cougar profile?
Yeah, no, I don't put that in the profile. You don't need to, really, because the one thing I noticed about the cougars, first of all, if it's an issue with the fashion, they're going to take you shopping. Okay. So they don't, you know what I'm saying? So they're not even
wearing.
So
she buying you U.S. Polo Assassins, you going to wear it?
Nah, she wouldn't do that. None of my cougars.
Not the Polo Assassins.
Yeah, no, like, my cougars be Sadiddy.
She going to buy you the Timbs with no... the butt naked?
No, she would not do that. She buy good stuff. She don't buy cheap shit. Well, most of them did anyway. I have one that she didn't really have as much as the others, but I still took it down though.
Okay, I'm lucky for her.
But she didn't take me shopping though, so it didn't matter anyway. She just cooked for me.
I mean, that's still a plus though.
I mean, I love that.
That's the thing though. So these are attributes and things that we talk about because everybody didn't always have the same things to give to somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, what are some good attributes? Maybe if it's somebody that okay, you fucking with them and they ain't really got it.
It's about a cougar or just in general.
Just generally speaking. Like she can cook, you said.
Well, you know what? I don't really place too much on things that I know how to do myself. Or things
but
I feel like.
But even so though, it's still an attribute in itself because think about it like this. Like, you don't always have to do that. They don't have to do that for you. You get what I'm saying? So it's going to be times when necessarily you're going to be tired or hungry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like and I get where you're going at too. Like, I don't need you, but you to some extent, you don't mind having some help.
No, you don't mind having help, but I just think that you know what I'm saying? This, I don't give points for those type of things.
So what kind of point? What you giving points for? You giving out points and demerits?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely take away points if you can't cook and if you don't clean. I mean, I'm not gonna be around you much longer if you don't clean. Once I find out you don't clean, it's over. It's like that's definitely
in her house or just her.
Well, I would hope.
Oh.
she shower. I was referring to the house on this one, but I'm assuming that she does shower at least. but I don't. If I go to your crib and I see a roach or some shit, then that's gonna be the end of the trip right there.
Something fly on the back of your neck while you're getting it.
If I'm beating it up and I see a roach come out, nah, that shit is over. I'm out. I can't do that. But I mean, I guess extra things. Like I'll say like. If Shorty massage your shoulders or some shit for you, something like that, I said that's a little bit extra because that's not like we don't just naturally fucking learn how to fucking give a good massage. So I'll say some shit like
that's
that.
That's the thing for your massage.
Or if Shorty say, you know what, she knows it's my haircut appointment for this week, and she dip out, she leaves some bread for me to go get a cut.
And that's the thing. So okay, let's get on that. We be seeing the memes all the time. They be joking around like, yeah, your girl needs to get her nails done. Go ahead and send her $800. Do you think women
don't think that it's a normal thing for a lot of women to, I guess, necessarily do things for their man.
I
don't want to be the normalized police, but I don't think that's the thing that a lot of women do.
It's that, and that's why I said I'll give bonus for that. Like, yeah. That's something where I'd be like, okay, yeah, we can, you know what I'm saying?
So that's why you say that, because you understand that that's not a normal thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that, like, as an adult, there's certain things that we should be able to do anyway. One of those things
is... That's just because I fuck with you, though.
No, but I'm saying, I'm talking about, like, cleaning,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, knowing how to wash clothes. Like, those are things, like, that I feel like we should already, you know what I'm saying, you should know as an adult, and that's man or woman. So I can't be like, yeah, I give you some extra kudos for that. But like I said, you give me a massage, you leave some breath for me to go get a cut or some shit.
Did you date a girl with bad breath?
No. Because I like to kiss. So I definitely didn't date a girl with bad breath.
Yeah, your man over here.
That's just disrespectful.
Yeah, your man over here.
I'm keeping it real. Like, you don't, like...
Your man.
What?
Your man said no, because I like to kiss.
I feel you, though.
What you, like...
I feel
nah,
you.
Nah, but yeah, I'm that's... You can't... Way. You can't... What you gonna do with that? What, I mean, really, what yeah. you gonna do with that?
Exactly. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like, nah.
Every time she in your face trying to get sexy and her mouth just smelling fucked up.
Yo, Eric, I need this +3 at the end of this first quarter, and I'm good, so I need them to run the clock out right now.
Smell, I mean, I got Hawks money line tonight. He was +290. I took Hulk money line. I can't see it because I'm about to get in the car, but I was feeling a little chilly today. I thought Ice Trade might come through today.
Ice Trade. Well, I mean, they down by 6 right now. As long as they hold it down for the quarter for me, I'm good. Ah, he just hit that.
My man Lou Will. What's his name? Lemon Pepper Will.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Lemon Pepper. Right,
we still covered though.
But
we
listen,
good.
Man, I think we can get up out of here, man. So you basically said if she does nice shit to you, nice shit for you, that necessarily
if moment. She does nice shit that she doesn't have to do, or that's out of the norm.
Oops, so shit. Let's not rap it. So the norm. So when talking about the norm, when dealing with people and stuff like that, do you let people know about your expectations for them, or do you just expect them to just know? What you like? Because a lot of times people
never,
don't do that.
I never leave it up to you to know what I want. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't.
You've never done it before? Because I've done it before, but I feel like now I'm not there. I don't do that anymore.
I mean, I guess with like certain things, but I learned, like, I can't get mad at a person for not doing something that I didn't tell you I need done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
But is that, that's what I'm saying, is that in you being an adult, or have you always been like that?
I mean, I guess as I got older, I was more into that. But when I was younger, I had different expectations altogether anyway.
What was, like, your expectations when you were younger?
I mean, for the most part, I was just trying to fuck, to be honest with you. As a kid, like, Wu-Tang teenager, going months. Into college, it was just pretty much about fucking. But then as you get older and you're like, all right, well, I need a little bit more than just fucking, because I got other shit going on in my life. I got work, I got bills, I gotta take care of. You know what I'm saying? I got shit going on with me. Even though I had shit going on, you know, you always got some shit going on with you, you know, mentally. No matter what age, you can always have something going on with you. But as you get older and you're just in a different place, your needs change. You know what I'm saying? What you need from a person, what you expect out of a relationship. So I stop, like, if it's something that, like, you've seen before, and then you don't do that, and you know how I am in regards to certain things, then yeah, I would get a little bit frustrated, just because it's like, you know me already, you've known me long enough to understand certain things about me that I fuck with and that I don't fuck with. So, but other than that, I can't get mad if I haven't communicated with you and said, yo, this is what I need from the situation. And usually, like, as I got older, like, I've noticed that's been to my benefit. Me telling them what I want and the type of person that I am, you know what I'm saying? Because then I feel like there's the margin for error, you know what I'm saying, shrinks at that point.
Being transparent.
Yeah. No matter what it is, you gotta say it from the fucking jump, or at least when it comes up.
And I think that's honest, because, like, even with us, a lot of times we talk, and I always like what each other has to fucking say, but just to have to, just to even have to just say that, it makes life a whole lot easier, because there's no expectations for certain things.
Yeah. And I'm a person that has a very high patience. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can be, I'm very patient with people. It takes a lot to really get me to that point where I feel like I want to slap the shit out you. Like, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it takes me a lot to get there. But, you know, when you communicate, and I try to, even, not even just in my relationship with women, just in my relationships, period, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been working on that more, because I'll do that in my relationship with women, and I'll be clear. But then sometimes in my relationships, like business-wise, friends, different things like that, I might let something go longer than I should. You know what I'm saying? And then when I think about it, I'm like, damn, well, I could tell my lady this, and she the one sucking my dick at night. I could definitely tell these motherfuckers out here, like, yo, what the fuck is, like, nah, this shit ain't gonna fly.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that.
Just get that shit off your heart, man, because that shit fuck with you sometimes, because you gain resentment towards people who can't get the word out.
And that's just
how that shit be, though. But yeah, like, I just thought that was a interesting thing to ask, because like a lot of times, if people have any type of relationship, they aren't always transparent about what it is they want or whatever, and it ends up fucking up things, you know?
No, absolutely, bro. So. And then that's how bad situations extend themselves and get worse when we don't speak up and say no.
Yeah.
I can't fuck with this. This is wrong. This is not working for me. You know what I'm saying? And when we don't say that for whatever reason, then a bad situation gets worse. A situation that was already toxic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It leads down paths that you really don't want to go down, or you shouldn't be going down.
Good fucking vibes, man.
No, absolutely, bro. That's all we want, especially now, man. That's all I want, man. I just want to be able to chill. Have good vibes, man. That's all.
Have some good vibes, make some money, you know, and just be able to just continue to create some type of wealth for our family and ourselves, and just have some type of, you know, just to be comfortable, man. You know, my father was on the last episode. I was like, you guys heard me say, I was like, yo, he got up early in the morning. I never wanted to fucking do that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit is just about you just building or whatever, just continue to grow as a person, man. We're gonna forever say this and shit, but shout out to Ant and his friend's cup in here.
First of all, I told you that's not my fucking cup. Okay, now I'm gonna need you to stop putting personal business out, and that's, don't shout out things you see in my house, because then people gonna think I'm getting money. You know, if you got a friend's cup, that means you're getting money.
Yo, fuck them. Living Single was my shit, though.
Yeah, but they was getting a million and a half episode, though.
And they stole the whole swag, friends, though.
They did, but they were still getting a million and a half episode, though. I'm not denying what
you're saying. Yo, y'all ever been like around, and it's crazy, so like, this is funny in itself. Y'all ever been around, like, you know, our white counterparts, and like, they were going in having like moments about friends, and you were like, I don't know if you guys watched it, but I never watched it. So like, how they would have moments about friends is how I would have moments about Martin, and I'd be like, I don't know. I've never watched that fucking show a day in my life.
I've seen Friends before. It's not something I watch like regularly. Like, as far as like white shows go, like the two top white shows around that time when like Friends was popular was that and Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And I got onto Seinfeld later, but actually like Seinfeld I watch religiously.
Yeah.
But Friends never really got into like that. I could sit through an episode, but I just never really got into it.
Yeah, I mean it's his own cult following. I mean, I never thought it was that funny, but I mean, like Tripp said, it ain't on no sign.
Yeah.
No, absolutely, bro. But, you know, it is what it is. To each his own. They had the reunion on was it on HBO Max. They had the little Friends reunion. That shit's still up there.
I know you watched it. You watched everything.
I didn't watch it. That's a reunion. I need to watch a reunion for a show I didn't even watch in the first day.
I don't know, motherfucker.
I didn't even watch the Fresh Prince reunion or the Family Matters one for that. Yo, like,
I'm sorry, but I didn't like Fresh Prince was cool, but it wasn't the shit like that to me.
I mean, Fresh Prince.
It wasn't, bro. It wasn't the shit like that to me. Like in replay value, I think it's a good show, but like replay value for me, it just wasn't a show that I will watch after the fact. Like, I'll watch Martin, Jamie Foxx show them. I watched Wayne's Brothers.
The Wayne's Brothers has a lot of value. Like now, and it's still like funny as motherfucker. Like, yeah, just as it was.
But I think Fresh Prince is a good show. But like, I think
you'll find people that really love Fresh Prince or they really love Martin.
Yeah, I mean, you got people out that like both. If I had to pick if I could only watch one of those two shows for the rest of my life, I'd pick Martin.
Yeah,
but I fuck with Fresh Prince though too.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Do 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 do. Give us a high five. All right, cut and print. Beautiful guys. And excellent dynamite. Yeah, I used to watch that show.
And on that note, we gonna wrap this episode.
Y'all be cool.
Shoot the motherfucking shit. We gonna rock out to DJ Khaled.
Don't mind me, I'm living a dream. Living a dream, yeah. Came from nothing, never thought that we would be living a dream. Living a dream, yeah.
We the best music. Another one.
Hear ye, hear ye. Only kings stand near me. Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off. Hear a boss talk, you don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, fuck a coin toss. I'm Coinbase, basically cryptocurrency Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil, I live heavenly.